Good morning, everybody. Jerry Autry here. Hope you're doing good. Life is right where you want it to be. Here we are in the old Myers-Briggs mode, but before we can get to that, we always got to remember that here we are, one step forward and two steps backwards, the coronavirus. Just kidding, but we have to be on top of it. There's just absolutely no way around it. It's not going to go away. Listening to various news reports, listening to the medical community, the docs saying still the same sort of stuff, which is all true, yet they say it differently. But it's for us to be able to discern it, looking after our own health. And if you're healthy, really there's no problem. Healthy and taking the vaccines, I mean, hey, you're just about nothing's 100%, but this is close. So I want to talk a little bit about the Myers-Briggs type indicator because that's why I'm here. It's a personality instrument, and all you have to do is go online. You'll find a couple of really good instruments there. Take it, get your four-letter Myers-Briggs, ENTP, ENTJ, ISTP, 16 and all. And it will give you one, and you look at it. If that's not who you think you are, find you one that is. And that's the real secret. So what else can we talk about this morning that's a personality sort of issue, the things that are charging ahead? Well, of course, in San Fran, and I know a little bit more about it than in many cases I ain't care to know about it. One of these old guys I hang out with, 89 years old, Sam. He worked for the city for 45 years. He knows all the ins and outs and who got paid off and who got this, that, and the other. And so I know a lot about him. It reminds me of that story. You heard about the story of the mother came into the little girl and she said, listen, write your mother. No, write your, no, the grand, no, got to, this is the old time story, so I can't remember it. Okay, here we go. This little girl got a book on penguins from her grandma. And so her mother came in and said to her, write your grandma a letter and tell her how much you appreciate the book on penguins. And so the little girl, sure enough, sat down and wrote her grandma and said, dear grandma, thank you for my book on penguins. However, it told me more about penguins than I care to know. And so that, don't break up laughing here. That's the way it is with Sam. Sam, you know, he tells me much more than I even care to know about the inner workings and the old days, maybe even the new days of San Francisco. What attracted me to San Francisco is something that's important to me and I'm still working on it, is the water, surrounded on three sides by water, and it has to be one of the most beautiful places in the world. And I first saw it when I was a young soldier, and from my perspective, I was on the way to Vietnam. And so I can still remember looking out, being out at Chrissy Field, looking out, seeing the Golden Gate Bridge bathe in these phosphorus clouds. And puffy clouds, and I thought, oh, gee whiz, this is the most beautiful place that I've ever seen. Do I still feel that way? Absolutely. It's lost a little of its veneer, so to speak, because I think on a personal basis, I might like to be doing some other sort of stuff. But anyway, hell, that's just where it is. And what else can we talk about this morning? You know, the coronavirus, one step up, two steps backwards. Let's stay on top of it. Get vaccinated. And every person you meet, ask them if they've been vaccinated. If they say no, then kick their ass. I mean, it's just that simple. Because this is the way, and everybody's got to be vaccinated in the world for us to get past it. So don't give anybody any slack. I mean, I'm serious about that. Stay healthy. That's important. You know, it's one thing if you're reasonably healthy and you face something like the coronavirus, the Delta variant. See, if you're healthy, you can face stuff like that. You know, if you're in good shape, you've a reasonable weight, other sort of stuff, eat correctly, eat wise, exercise, all those things that every one of us know, then we'll be a lot better off for sure. Be healthy. That's a big thing. And remember that everybody's got a story. We all got our story. We're building on our story every single day. And and this isn't negative, but we at least when you get to be my age, we're on the slow walk to the end. And we're trying to make that as long as we can, and we're trying to do it well. And so I hope this is a part of doing it well. Well, God bless you. God bless America. And this has been the Spectacular Five, meaning the 5 minutes. Amen. Driving on with 652.